Smell that? Just say the name, steak. And mouths begin to water while chops are being licked. Good. Now, no one loves steak more than me, folks. And after stumbling upon a steak cooking secret, I spent the last year perfecting my signature King Dude's Acadiana steak rub and cooking system. My unique blend of peppers, herbs, spices, with just the right amount of salt, makes the perfect steak rub. You'll get tender, juicy, never overcooked, and seasoned to perfection steaks. The King Dude's Acadiana Steak Rub takes all the guesswork out of steak seasoning and cooking times. Try a bag of my Acadiana Steak Rub today, and I guarantee you the best steak dinner you ever had. Right now, you can buy my rub separately or as part of my Cooking with the King Dude Gourmet Seasoning and Cooking Gift Set. It includes a bag of my Pork Beast and Butt Rub, a gourmet kitchen cutting board from McClure Tables, and three of my El Rey Dude Corona cigars. To order the gift set or any of my rubs a la carte, go to mikechurch.com/rubs or call us at 844-527-8723. The best steak dinner you ever had awaits.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Stacey Cohen.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Friday, December 18th, 2020. I'm Stacey Cohen reporting from the Crusade Channel News Desk at the Cohen Ranch in Winkelman, Arizona. This report is brought to you by McClure Tables, using Michigan hardwoods in Michigan to make the best made-in-the-USA shuffleboards on the market. Shuffle on over to McClureTables.com. That's M-C-C-L-U-R-E, tables.com. Here's what to listen for this hour. Senator-elect Tommy Tuberville issues a warning. A cyber attack by Russia has America spinning, and Coca-Cola is cutting thousands of jobs. As Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell tries to tamp down efforts in the Senate to reject Joe Biden's election victory, some Republican senators are suggesting they might buck his warning. The discord comes weeks before a joint session of Congress convenes January 6 to count votes that were cast by the Electoral College, which elected Biden over President Trump by a 306-232 vote margin on Monday. Some House Republicans have said they intend to object to Biden's slate of electors in some states. You'll see what's coming, Senator-elect Tommy Tuberville from Alabama said this week. You've been reading about it in the House. Well, we're going to have to do it in the Senate. Another senator, Kelly Loeffler from Georgia, who's facing a runoff on January 5th, wouldn't say whether she'll challenge Biden's victory when Congress convenes the very next day. A cyber attack believed to be tied to Russia continues to pose a grave risk to government networks and the private sector, according to an ominous warning that was issued Thursday by the Department of Homeland Security. The bulletin from DHS Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, CISA, represented the most striking assessment yet of a cascading threat to federal, state, and local networks. CISA has determined that this threat poses a grave risk to the federal government and state, local, tribal, and territorial governments, as well as critical infrastructure entities and other private sector organizations. And the attacks, which have targeted major branches of the U.S. government, have put an untold number of Americans, agencies, and government secrets at risk of compromise. New weekly jobless claims have jumped to 885,000 in the week that ended December 12th, the Department of Labor said on Thursday. The prior week's initial claims number was revised up to 862,000 from the initial estimate of 853,000. Economists had forecast a decline in claims to 806,000, according to Econoday. Jobless claims, which are a proxy for layoffs, remain at extremely high levels. Prior to the pandemic, the highest level of claims was 695,000. That was in October of 1982. In March of 2009, at the depths of the financial crisis recession, jobless claims peaked at 665,000. Coming up, our saint of the day, they were early apostles who lived in Antioch. They were caught up in the persecution of Christians under the Roman Emperor Trajan. Quote of the day, have patience with all things, but chiefly have patience with yourself. Don't lose courage in considering your own imperfections, but instantly set about remedying them. Every day begin the task anew. St. Francis de Sales. You're listening to Crusade Channel News.
The Theology of Home book series has become an immediate success, helping tens of thousands of American housewives turn their homes from places to live to places to lovingly raise and nurture a family. Carrie Gress and the other authors opened up a world of beauty, charm, and old-fashioned homemaking, using things you already keep around the home. Our Theology of Home gift set contains Theology of Home Volume 1 and 2 and the Theology of Home Daily Planner, an essential place to plan and keep your own personal Theology of Home. Order your Theology of Home Planner at mikechurch.com/home. Custom gift wrapping is available, but time is running out till Christmas. So please order as soon as possible. MikeChurch.com/home or call us at 844-527-8723.
Our saints of the day are St. Rufus and Zosimus. The victorious martyrs Rufus and Zosimus were companions of St. Ignatius of Antioch during his journey as a prisoner to Rome, where they were all martyred early in the 2nd century. Rufus and Zosimus are commemorated on December 18th. Rufus and Zosimus were early apostles who lived in Antioch. They were caught up in the persecutions of Christians under the Roman Emperor Trajan. As Bishop Ignatius' companions on the trip to Rome during the first decade of the 2nd century, they stopped at Smyrna in Asia Minor at the time of Polycarp, who was the bishop of Smyrna. Polycarp was a disciple of St. John the Evangelist. After the party of Saints Ignatius, Rufus, and Zosimus left Smyrna, they continued through Philippi in ancient Macedonia on to Rome, as recorded in Polycarp's epistle to the Philippians. Polycarp's epistle and other early writings allude to their efforts of spreading the faith in Asia Minor in the same mission field that Ignatius traversed. In Rome about the year 107, Rufus and Zosimus were thrown to the beasts in the Colosseum, just 2 days before Ignatius was likewise martyred before the crowds of Rome. The Supreme Court ruled on Thursday that Kentucky can force parochial as well as public schools to close temporarily because of the coronavirus pandemic, but only because those restrictions are set to expire early next year. Governor Andrew Beshear ordered all public and private K-12 schools closed for in-person instruction starting November 23rd, limiting them to remote or virtual learning. The order allowed elementary schools that are not in hard-hit areas to reopen December 7th, but it did keep middle and high schools closed until January 4th. Because the schools begin a holiday recess on Friday, the justices didn't insist that religious schools be allowed to open now. Instead, they denied a challenge from the state's Republican Attorney General and a religious school that argued that the closings had violated the Constitution's promise of freedom of religion. Coca-Cola is going to be cutting 2,200 employees in its global workforce, all part of previously announced restructuring plans that have been accelerated by the coronavirus pandemic. A spokesperson for the company said the job cuts will come through a combination of voluntary buyouts as well as involuntary layoffs. The restructuring will impact about 1,200 roles in the U.S., with roughly 500 of the cuts coming from Metro Atlanta. The move will cost between $350 million and $550 million. Send me your news tips to news@crusadechannel.com. Stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day, the best live talk radio anywhere. Up next, the Mike Church Show continues. I'm Stacey Cohen for the Crusade Channel, seeking news and finding truth.